Well, everybody knows there are speed cameras in Baltimore County in school zones, 15 of them to be exact, and most people by now probably know exactly where they are. Don't get used to it. Our friend Brian Sears, the associate regional editor for Patch.com, and our man in Baltimore County is here. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Bill.
What's the story? They're going to move them, maybe?
Well, I think they're going to move them definitely, it sounds like. And this has always been part of the plan. Chief Jim Johnson spoke with me yesterday and said that they have completed a review. The cameras have been in place for about a year. Most of them have been there for about a year, some a little longer. And he said that he has completed a fairly extensive review where they've looked at whether or not these cameras are, you know, by their accounting, have started to reduce the speeding in areas enough that it warrants them being moved. And what he has said is that there are a number of cameras, and at this point he's not saying how many, that do indicate that they should be moved, and they have already submitted a list of sites. Again, he's not being specific about where, but saying that they've submitted a list of sites to the county executive's office and are looking to move these sites sometime in the near future.
Are they limited to just 15? They can't just add more in other places?
They can actually add more. When the program first started about a year ago, the county council limited them to 15 cameras in 15 school zones. But earlier this year, if you remember, the county council passed a bill that lifted those restrictions that allows the county to place as many as they want. The county has been pretty clear, though, that because of budgetary constraints, that they're not looking to buy or rent additional cameras. And so moving them really makes the most sense.
So what does this do for the debate over whether these cameras are about safer driving or increasing revenue?
Well, the county says that it definitely changes the driver behavior, and they say that seeing these tickets going down from the time that they've installed them to this point when they've done the study indicates that this has affected driver behavior. But I'll tell you, in the 8 hours or so that we've had the story up on Patch.com, we have seen we've seen readers saying that this basically is just an indication that it's a moneymaker. If they're not making money in a certain area, just pick them up and move them to someplace else where you'll make money.
If and when they move these things, are they going to pull a Baltimore Colts on us and just move them in the middle of the night and not tell anybody, or are they going to let folks know in advance where they will go?
No, as a matter of fact, Baltimore County has been very clear. They posted on their website. They post signs before you enter the area. They want drivers to know where these are. They've been very clear about that. They believe that just knowing where these are is a deterrent. And I'll tell you, we're already starting to see signs of this. There's a sign that went up just recently over in the Perry Hall area in front of Perry Hall High School. There is no camera there, but as you drive in front of the high school, there is a sign that very clearly says that the speeds are photo enforced. The county says that at this point they don't know whether there are plans to actually put a camera there, but they did tell a reporter that the idea was that the sign acts as a deterrent and that people would become aware of the sign, the possibility that the camera is going to be there, and they'll slow down.
I bet the signs are just as effective as the cameras themselves at slowing people down in some cases.
And I would suspect cheaper.
Yeah, very much. Which of the cameras, we talked about this a couple of months ago, I don't know if you've got updated numbers or not, which of the cameras is the most active, shall we say?
You know, I don't have updated numbers, and the last I remember, and I'm sorry I'm not prepared to actually answer this question, but the last I remember that one of the most active cameras was actually up in the Timonium area. There was another one over on the west side that were sort of the two most active, and there were a couple that were the least active, one over in the Hawthorne area in Middle River, and I believe another one in Dundalk, which was sort of the least active. And I would imagine some of those least active are going to be the ones that are most likely to be moved.